We were a young diving team at the time. We were only formed in September of 74. It was our first big job. But they were all men that left families behind them. We went back to the Corrigone in this game for the boy Sean, the whole lot of them up there. And it was the only thing, we say, tragedy that ever stuck in my mind, the fact that two boats from Burtonport, and they ended up 100 yards apart in a tragedy that all were lost. We feel it's important to represent the diving team and to honour those people that died, and to also honour the people at the Rosses, because when we look back, I can't believe it's 50 years. The conditions that were out there, the boats that they had, I know the Ever Marie was a new boat, but it was a timber boat. The minute it hit the rocks, it fell apart. And we had desperate equipment, but it's like driving a car at the time. We got on with it. Everyone thought everything was okay. But when you see what's available at sea now, and you see the sadness as well now from those young kids that were babies at the time and grew up to be men, and the way the fishing has gone with the quarters and everything, lovely big huge boats lying idle.
The sad truth is that the experience of Burtonport, and a large number from Burtonport, as you've reflected there, if you go to Waterford, it's replicated in Dunmore East, it's replicated in Kilmore Quay in Wexford, it's replicated in Castletown Bear in Cork, it's replicated in Spittal. Wherever there is a fishing community, these stories, sadly, will be heard and will be known.
That is a fact. But the one thing I will say, and I have been everywhere, I was in Whitty Island, I was in Mountbatten case, I was in the Mott. Burtonport's case was unique in the fact that 12 families from a small village, all the men died. Now, this didn't happen anywhere else. There was trawlers with four on, there was trawlers with three on, there was five. This was your unique tragedy. 50 years ago now we're talking. Now, I know safety has become paramount and the boats are huge now and they're like factories out there and they're like hotels. Burtonport, and you're right as well, it taught us an awful lot, and we were the first kind of search and rescue. We were young people. The guards formed a unit in 1974. And now the search and rescue is even out in Arnmore, and the lads around there, Josie Kyle's a young fella, and they were on the Skiford with me, and the likes of the lads, the Hams and them, they snorkel out in Arnmore. There's a set up there now that there's divers around those areas. And in all the areas we went to, there is search and recovery units set up now. The Sheephaven was set up after by Neil Bracken, who was in charge of us out in Rattanburn. And like you're right about all that. All the counties suffered. All the fishing tragedies around the country really, really suffered.